It's time now for Dial a Doc, brought to you today by FHN. And joining me today on Dial a Doc, FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley joins me this morning talking about the affiliation with Mercy Health that was announced the other week. And Mark, thanks for joining me. And why is this affiliation with Mercy Health taking place?
Well, thanks for having me on. For more than 120 years, FHN's provided high-quality health care to people of Northwest Illinois. And today, in the healthcare environment and economy, many of our independent health systems are struggling financially, with more than 750 hospitals at risk of closing across the United States, including 16 right here in Illinois. So FHN's leadership took a proactive approach in choosing a partner with an organization that has a strong history of growth and expansion. So this decision ensures that our legacy with service continues long into the future. Unfortunately, currently less than 24% of hospitals in the U.S. remain independent, and most hospitals are part of a larger system, which just reflects a long-term trend of consolidation in order to preserve those services. By joining Mercy Health, we'll benefit from greater economies of scale, creating opportunities for more efficient use of resources, cost savings, significant reinvestment, and all of that will be used to enhance the patient care, expand services, upgrade our facilities and technology.
And how does this affiliation then help each organization, you know, better fully realize its respective vision?
Well, both Mercy Health and FHN are deeply committed to providing care close to home while ensuring patients have access to advanced specialized services when it's needed. The shared vision is rooted in focusing on the unique needs of each of our patients, providing personalized care and making services accessible through communication and community partnerships. And together we can address public health challenges, make sure we're strengthening those community health initiatives, and ensure that our services are able to evolve alongside the needs of our communities.
We're talking today on Dial a Doc with FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley. Mark, how does this affiliation with Mercy Health benefit patients and the communities?
There are so many ways and benefits that this is going to bring, and I'm truly excited about it. Mercy Health and FHN both have long histories of caring for rural communities, and by joining forces, we're able to take a proactive step to preserve and strengthen care. Patients will continue to receive the compassionate, high-quality care they've come to expect from us while also gaining access to Mercy Health's advanced clinical expertise and tertiary care centers. It'll broaden the range of health services available locally, so patients don't need to travel to Madison, Wisconsin, or even Peoria, Illinois. In addition, FHN's experienced a physician shortage in recent years, like many health systems. And Mercy Health's extensive residency and fellowship programs are a pipeline of new physicians to the region. So that's going to help ensure patients have access to care they need close to home. Patients also have access to advanced technology like Epic's electronic medical record, commonly known as MyChart, which brings together everybody's all aspects of their patient's history and information on one platform that physicians and staff can share. The affiliation also helps enhance quality of care through our collaboration, sharing best practices, standardizing protocols, and learning from one another. And our combined teams will deliver even better outcomes for our patients. So the culture of continuous learning ensures that care is not only maintained, but we're actually going to elevate it.
Mark, how does this affiliation between FHN and Mercy Health, how is that going to affect insurance coverages?
That's an important question for a lot of our listeners. Mercy Health and FHN currently accept many and most of the same insurance plans, although there's some differences, and those are things that we're working through to make sure that we have the best plans for our service area. So as a combined entity, we'll make sure that current insurance offerings are optimized and while it meets all of the patients in Northwest Illinois' needs. For example, FHN currently accepts Meridian Medicaid plans, while Mercy Health in Rockford, their primary care, accepts Molina, but they also accept all other Medicaid plans in the hospital and for their specialty services. And it's a little bit of a misnomer. They also are accepting Meridian in McHenry County as well as Molina. So we're not making any changes to our Medicaid coverage. And it was also a question about some of our commercial players like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and we're both currently accepting those plans, and there's no plans to change that unless there's a combined entity decision that it's going to be beneficial for our area and for the people that we're taking care of.
We're talking today on Dial a Doc with Mark Ridley. He's FHN president and CEO, and we're talking about the affiliation with Mercy Health. And Mark, I know Mercy Health has talked about making investments here. What investments are Mercy Health offering?
Well, Mercy Health has definitely demonstrated their willingness to come and provide care in this community, not just to maintain services, but to truly expand them. They've committed to investing $100 million in our service area over the next 5 years. That's likely the most significant investment that I can recall in recent history for this this area. And those funds will help support major capital projects. As we've talked about on this show, we've been trying to raise funds for a linear accelerator. And now with the affiliation with Mercy Health, we'll be able to do that, as well as investing in new equipment to recruit specialists like a robotic surgical system, and also improving and updating our facilities so that we can expand those services throughout the entire geography we're serving.
What changes can FHN staff experience?
Well, that's near and dear to all of us, and staff are at the heart of the affiliation. So Mercy Health is committed to the workforce development with training, growth, and retention. And our employees, our staff, our team members are going to continue to play the same vital, critical roles that they do today while gaining access to expanded opportunities across the larger Mercy Health system. And many employers are experiencing workforce shortages, and healthcare is no outlier to that. We currently, both systems are experiencing some of those shortages, so there's plenty of work for everybody to do. I think the biggest change is that it's what we can do together. And together we can provide a broader range of services, a stronger and more connected system of care, and make sure that our rural areas are really linked to some of the world-class quality of the tertiary or specialized care and some of the other areas and services. So it ensures that both legacies are protected while also creating opportunities for growth.
Mark, is FHN's name going to change as part of this affiliation?
It will, and both organizations understand and respect that FHN's had a strong tradition and been in the community for many years, and that history is going to be honored through the new name, which will be Mercy Health FHN, reflecting both its legacy and then also its future as part of the Mercy Health family.
We're talking today on Dial a Doc with Mark Ridley, FHN president and CEO. And Mark, what happens to donor gifts that have been made and will be gifted to FHN?
That's a very important question. We were very clear, and Mercy Health has been very supportive that all donations made to the FHN Foundation in the past and in the future, they remain local. So those dollars are just spent here in our service area, and to whatever designated fund those donors made those contributions, we wanted to make sure to honor that gift and to make sure those gifts continue to benefit the community and FHN by supporting services and programs throughout our entire area. So every donor dollar stays into our local service area.
What is the timeline like here for the affiliation with Mercy Health to go into effect?
We're currently anticipating it's going to be December 31st, 2025, that we would actually be able to close the affiliation agreement out fully. But that's dependent upon the customary regulatory and a number of other closing conditions that we're currently working through.
Got it. Mark Ridley, FHN president and CEO here today, talking about the affiliation with Mercy Health. And Mark, how can people get updated information about the affiliation?
Our plan is to keep our website updated at fhn.org, so people can go there. And a lot of the information we talked about today is already posted online. And as we learn more and questions come up, we're going to enhance that even further.
Mark Ridley, FHN president and CEO here today on Dial a Doc. Mark, hey, thanks for joining me. Pleasure talking to you, and we'll speak to you soon, all right?
Thanks again, Ben. Take care.
Thank you. Mark Ridley, FHN president and CEO here this morning on Dial a Doc, preceding paid for by FHN.